Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
All right, happy Monday. Good morning, Bill Ryder with you. Hope you had a great weekend hanging out with Mr. Thomas DeCelestino. He's in New York, I'm in L.A. We're both coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. What a weekend of sports. What a weekend of comebacks. At the PGA Championship, Tiger had a rough outing, but Justin Thomas, man, what a Sunday he had. We will get into that. We will talk a little soccer for DeCel, because that's his thing. And what was one of the most riveting sports days I've ever seen in my entire life, new to the sport, new to watching the sport. But man, my goodness, I don't have gray hair. Of the many parts of my physical reality that are breaking down with time, don't have a lot of gray hair. Don't have any gray hair. Might after watching yesterday's action, Premier League, La Liga, all over the place. Incredible. Incredible. A little good news, if you're a Washington Commanders fan, as I understand it, from my many buddies who root for that NFL football team, Dan Snyder might be in a little trouble, a little bit on his way out, potentially. Our friend of the show, USA Today NFL columnist, Jared Bell, reporting that there could be some real problems as it relates to Snyder remaining the owner of one of the most hapless teams in American sports, hapless because of his ownership. So we'll get into that later in the program. Howard Beck, our buddy, Sports Illustrated, NBA insider, the man behind What the Beck, will be on the show in an hour. We'll talk some hoops. We're getting much closer to some resolution, at least in the Western Conference Finals, where Luka and the Mavs have been utterly and totally blown away. Little baseball controversy for you, a bunch of stuff to hit. As always, if you want to call us, we'd love to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. Twitter, SportsRider, Sports, R-E-I-T-E-R. So last night, in Dallas, in one of those games that's almost a must-win, even though it's not a must-win, the Dallas Mavericks hosted the Golden State Warriors. Western Conference Finals, down 2-0, finally back at home. And they got completely and utterly owned. Look, Luka was Luka again. 30 points is a guarantee. He's an absolute machine. He's an absolute stud. But in winning that game, Golden State have all but guaranteed they will be in the NBA Finals again. No team in NBA history has gotten up 3-0 in a playoff series and failed to advance to the next series. Even Doc Rivers has been able to close the deal there. Yeah, DeCel, it's a little Doc Rivers shot on a Monday morning. Just going to get it in there. I believe the number is 147-0. And there's a lot of takeaways from what is inevitable, although may not come to fruition until tomorrow, even a few days from now. But here's the primary reality. In Golden State being on the verge of brushing aside a Dallas team that, remember, was down 2-0 against Phoenix, who had the best record in the regular season in the NBA, here's the reality of the Warriors brushing aside Dallas and making another NBA Finals. This will be, by far, the most impressive accomplishment in franchise history. This will be for a Warriors dynasty that remains a dominant dynasty spread out over time, like the Spurs, like the New England Patriots, the most impressive accomplishment that they have been able to pull off. It has been 7 years since the first time Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green won an NBA championship before they burst onto the scene in dominating fashion. And that triumvirate, that incredible, incredible threesome of NBA talent, they're not young men anymore. Steph Curry, 34 years old, which is pretty old for a small guard. Klay Thompson is 33. Draymond Green is 32. These dudes are older. It's been 4 years since the last time these guys won an NBA championship. 3 years since the last time they got in, and 5 years, and I think this is the main takeaway here, and how incredible what Golden State is doing. It's been 5 years since the Golden State Warriors made an NBA Finals without Kevin Durant. And that's one of the things that gets lost in the evaluation of Golden State. KD, his recruitment, his arrival, his impact obscures Golden State's greatness. And it's a deep irony for me because Kevin Durant did not make the Warriors into the remarkable NBA sporting reality that they are. The remarkable sporting and NBA reality that they are attracted a talented, but up until the point he became a Warrior, postseason underwhelming reality of Kevin Durant. And now is a chance to remind everybody and to convince those of us, myself included, who believed in him but wasn't sure, that the Warriors have always been about this threesome, this group, excellence without even KD. Think about this. Think about how in sports we write off even incredibly talented teams. And it's those that emerge from our doubts, which are usually fueled by some time in the wilderness, from a year or a couple years or several years of greatness, to do it again, where it hits us, where the obvious overtakes us, and we think, oh, it's one of the best of all time. The most obvious example is Tom Brady in New England. And obviously Brady, with his own personal, individual, one-man goat exclamation point, did it in Tampa Bay too. But it's not like the New England Patriots and all the Super Bowls that Belichick and Brady, and I guess I should correct that, that Brady, long pause, and Belichick racked up together, happened in succession. Wasn't a bunch of three-peats. It wasn't Jordan. There was a three-peat and a little time off, and in Jordan's case, retired, and then another three-peat. They spread it over 2 decades. Same for the San Antonio Spurs with Tim Robinson, with Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Greg Popovich, Tony Parker for the most part, that group of guys. The ability to get older, to create something that the league then tries to emulate and use against you, the ability to lose huge talent and to still be the dominant force in a sport is the ultimate accomplishment as it relates to legacy. What the Warriors did the first time they won an NBA championship was amazing. All the way back in 2015. Think about 2015, how long ago that was. 7 years ago. A big chunk of the dudes that are playing in the NBA now at a high level, these young guys, were 14 or 15 years old. That team was something special. The team that won 73 games the next year, most in the history of the NBA, was something special. And they collapsed against LeBron and the Cavs up 3-1. And remember, that Warriors team in 2016 was also down 3-1 against the Oklahoma City Thunder and came back against KD. And that mix, that combination, brought in Kevin Durant. Now, there's a stark difference of opinion about KD versus Steph Curry. We had Tom Haberstraw on the show last week, and I asked him the question that I knew the answer to because he's one of the only guys that gets this right. And I'll ask Howard back, and I don't know where Howard's going to come down. I can't remember. Steph Curry, as Haberstraw told us, is the better player currently, historically, during those Warriors runs with and without KD than Kevin Durant. He just is. And this is what's going to prove it. When the Warriors beat the Mavs tomorrow or 3 days from now, if they do the gentleman's sweep back in the Bay, and when they inevitably beat Miami or Boston, and I think Boston puts up a bigger fight against Golden State. I do. And the Heat, obviously, up 2-1, look like they're in control of the series. Now, Jimmy Butler's got knee inflammation. He missed half of the game over the weekend. We'll see what happens. But either way, this is the Warriors to lose. Andrew Wiggins, who was a cast-off and a failure and the worst contract in the NBA several years ago, has had a renaissance with the Warriors. This is a failed athlete who, in the eyes of many people around the NBA, could not transition into an actual basketball player, who yesterday posterized Luka Doncic, had a huge offensive outing, has been incredible offensively. He's a part of this mix, obviously in a way that he was not, because he wasn't there the last run for Golden State. They have, in Jordan Poole, a player they drafted in the first round several years ago, who spent time in the G League, who took years to develop, who hit a dagger last night. There was a point where Dallas, and the Warriors started to get a little lax. I took the Warriors last night. I thought they would win. I said this on CBS Sports HQ. My only concern was the arrogance that fuels this Golden State team and how it often crosses into unhelpful territory if you just want the Warriors to put these guys out of their misery because you have, I don't know, money on them and or you just want to book your flight to the finals, right? First world problems. And you saw Dallas start to make a run and cut it from 10 to 5 with some time left. And Luka was doing Luka things. And the energy in that arena in Dallas, you could feel it even through the television. And they got to stop Dallas and scored a bucket. And all of a sudden, it felt tight. And the ball comes down, and they're doubling Steph Curry. And if you watched the game last night, especially in the fourth quarter, you saw the moment Steph Curry crossed the half-court line. The moment he did it, he was double-teamed. It was exactly what Tom Haberstroh said to us last week. He is Shaq from 30 feet from the basket. And it creates incredible space. It always has. And the ball pings around, and someone's got to hit a shot. And that someone who's going to be open is not going to be Klay Thompson. And the ball found its way to Jordan Poole, and the Mavs defender did a pretty nice job closing out. And Jordan Poole, who is what, the fourth best player on that team, and would be the second best player on that Dallas team, nailed that three from the left side of the arc to put a dagger in Dallas. In that game, in that season, in any hope the Mavs have of riding Luka's remarkable talent to greatness. Because this Warriors team is better than the 73-win team. They are. They are. They have the depth that they had. They've got more offensive firepower. They have the best defense in the NBA. And they have the experience. And I think it's more than that. And it's a bit of a paradox because they do play with their food. Love that expression. Kurt Hillen gave it to me a couple weeks ago. I've used it every single day on CBS Sports HQ because the anchors get a little bit of a they're amused. They, like, look around at the producer, like, is he allowed to play with his food? Is that, like, somehow against FCC? No, man, it's like a cat playing with his mouth, with a mouse. All right. But that arrogance comes from the fact that these guys, and I mean Steph, Klay, and Draymond, have tasted the chalice of all-time greatness, have drinking from that, understand what that level of legacy achievement is, and then lost it. I think they thought they lost it, too. The injuries against Toronto, Klay Thompson missing, in effect, 2 years. Steph Curry unable to stay healthy. Draymond Green, speaking of paradoxes, being this piece that is so important to what the Warriors do. If he's not on the floor, they're not the Warriors. But if he's on the floor without Klay or without Steph, he's not Draymond Green. All of that and the way in which they need each other, they realize that, they understand that, and it's come to bear on the focus these guys have had in this run. This is an incredible thing, this rising from the ashes of Durant's departure. And I always thought, and maybe I'm wrong on this too, but I've said and I've always thought they would be as good or better without Kevin Durant. Not because Durant's not amazing, he is. But because what the Warriors do, the ball movement, the work rate of everybody on that team, the incredible excellence of Steph Curry to make, let's do it on a 1 to 100 scale, a 50, a 75, a 71, and 82, the way he enhances everyone, didn't always function properly with KD. And I know they won two titles with the guy. But KD would stop the ball. He's another worldly scorer. He's another worldly player. We're seeing now the greatness of Steph Curry, the greatness of the Golden State Warriors. and the fact that they do not have superstars anymore that they brought in, that they signed. They have reclamation projects like Andrew Wiggins, a guy people did not want to pay. They have overdrafted, underappreciated. You're going to have to marinate in the G League, now sudden superstars in Jordan Poole. It's like a quarterback in the NFL. You got to go to the right location. Jordan Poole's not in the NBA if he goes to half the NBA teams at whatever the hell he got drafted at, 22, 27, several years ago, that aren't in the Golden State Warriors. This Warriors' accomplishment, the run that they're making, is the most impressive thing that they have done. And when they lift another trophy, when the confetti falls to these guys in 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now, finals begin June 2nd or 3rd, this will be, of their four rings, not only the most impressive, it will be the one that makes everything they've done about Steph, about Clay, about Draymond, about Kerr, about that culture, and will reduce Kevin Durant to the most talented superstar role player in the history of the sport. That's what he was. They didn't need him. They didn't need him. They used him. It was helpful. It was nice. They did not need him. Just like, not as good a comparison, I get it, because it's a different sport, was Randy Moss a really nice target for a time for Tom Brady? Was it awesome to have a Hall of Famer? I mean, Randy Moss is a top six receiver in the history of the National Football League. I know Randy. I'm going to go top four, because if he heard this, he'd be super put out. He thinks he's the best receiver of all time. Whatever. Guy's amazing. Was it nice for Tom Brady? It was. Was it helpful for Tom Brady? Yeah, but not to the goal of the ultimate championship, by the way. Was it necessary? No. In retrospect, Randy Moss needed Tom Brady a lot more than the other way around, even though it was nice for Brady. Kevin Durant needed the Warriors 1,000 times more than they ever needed him, and they are proving that in this run right now. The Golden State Warriors are the team of this generation. They are the second team, maybe the third of this century, after the Spurs. And I know you get the Lakers in, but the Lakers were divided into sort of two versions. There's Shaq Kobe early on, and there's just Kobe, the two that he got later in his career. This Golden State team is reminding all of us that for everything they've done, for everything Steph has done, for the amazing accolades we've thrown their way, all we have done is underestimate them at every turn, despite their greatness. And the only comp I can think of for that is Tom Brady. These guys are the Tom Brady and what we used to view as the Patriots of the NBA. Take it in, appreciate it. They are demoralizing. They are eating the souls of the Dallas Mavericks on live TV every other night. And unless you're a Dallas fan, and I'm not, but I'm a Luka fan, it's kind of amazing to watch. Talk about playing with your food. Do you ever watch those nature shows? I do, where like a tiger or a lion attacks a bunny, and it's hard to watch, but you're also sort of in awe of the power and the majesty of Mother Nature, and you're just like, I'm glad I'm not a bunny. That's what the Warriors are. They are devouring teams in front of them who should have seen it coming. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. Let's go. I'm pretty excited. Soccer! I'm just going to make a pitch for soccer. Look, some of you aren't into it. I get it. I used to not make fun of it. I didn't understand it. People would talk about this sport 2 years ago, and I would look at them as if they were trying to convince me that I should get into advanced three-dimensional checkers, right? Or something. Or I should talk about chess on the radio. Like, I know how to play chess. I'm not going to talk chess on the radio. It is amazing. It is incredible. I'm going to sell D-Cell on soccer, which he doesn't want to actually ever talk about it, next year on CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the Writer Than You podcast.
Diesel, what do you call it where you have something like a headline, but underneath it you have a little mini explanation, right? Like Ozark, but then underneath it says, a family confronts evil, or whatever. Tagline? Is that what it's called?
That works for me. Yeah, let's go with tagline.
Okay. Mine would be, what's Writer Than You, what's happening? Question mark. How was your weekend? Good weekend?
We had a good weekend. Temperatures here in the Northeast, over 90 degrees.
That sounds... Well, you guys kind of just skipped the whole spring thing.
Yeah, we're not really, you know, we're not really about the seasons anymore.
It was in the 90s there.
93, right. I believe, was the highest.
We had a little, an interesting moment with my son, Henry, who's obviously I love and is awesome. There was a big tennis tournament in Manhattan Beach for amateurs. I did not play in it because I worked all day doing NBA stuff, but it was close to our house and a bunch of my buddies were in it. So my whole family went to watch because friends of mine were playing. And there's a center court with stadium seating around it. And if you make the championships or the semifinals, you're on center court and everybody comes out and everybody watches and drinks. And there's music between the changeovers. And I snuck over there. I was going back and forth. And I snuck over there and I heard the crowd screaming. Like, yeah, go! Look at that little dude! And I turned to, there's a lot of drunk moms. And I turned to a drunk mom and said, what's going on? She said, oh, some little player is dancing. And I look up, and there's a little boy, and he's dancing on a wall. He's breakdancing. He does a splits. Then he grabs his crotch and, like, pulls up his shirt and, like, slaps it. Everyone's going crazy. And all I can think is, actually, I said out loud is, oh, my God, that is my son. And several people I didn't know were like, that's your son. Oh, my gosh. He's got so much swagger. Then they looked me up and down, and one of them said, where'd he get it? True story. So, you know, still got to work on the parenting skills. Although my kid can dance. I can't dance.
I can't dance either. So, you know, good for him.
Yeah.
And
Lori can dance, though.
Well, he's certainly not shy, and I think I know where he got that from.
Yeah, that part he got. But it also came with likable qualities, apparently, which is a wonderful, wonderful combination. All right, so I've got a tweet for you. Let's start here. Ron underscore Greisch tweets at SportsWriter, at DCLCBS. Need the soccer updated. So much going on. I'm sure D-Cell at D-Cell CBS will have great takes on it.
The soccer was fantastic this weekend, I hear.
What do you know why yesterday was such a big deal in soccer?
I believe it was a crazy day in La Liga.
Okay. I love your effort. No.
Okay.
But the way that soccer works, Tom, it's amazing, is that the top four teams, so there's something going on at what's called the table, 20 teams per table, the standings, if you will. At the top, you're trying to win the whole thing, right? So yesterday, you had Man City versus Liverpool trying to be the champion of the Premier League. You're also trying to make with the top four to go to a very lucrative side tournament called the Champions League that brings in so much money that you can afford the players that you want. Think of it being the difference between I'm trying to give a good example. The Rangers having, I don't know, $300 million to spend and $120 million to spend is whether they finish at a certain point in the standings. So that's stressful. Then the bottom three teams of all these leagues get kicked out. So think if the Washington Commanders, when they had a bad year, right? Or the Lions are a better example, got booted down to top one Division I football. And then if they finish in the bottom again, maybe they go to Division II. And if you go down... So Leeds United, who I kind of root for in the Premier League, for example, got relegated in 2004, Tom, and then just came up last year. So at the exact same time, you got people trying to win, people trying to trying not to lose, and my wife, who is mischievous. Let's say, I was going to use the word mean. Let's use mischievous. I'm new to this sport, watching the sport. I'm on the phone with my brother. I've got two screens on, and my phone or my laptop has another soccer game, and I'm screaming at the TV as all of these amazing things happen. Let me tell you some of the things that happened, D-Cell. If you can't, this is my pitch to you for soccer. All right. Liverpool, which is a team in England, and Man City, which is a team in England, are playing to win the Premier League title. They're not playing each other. But if Man City can win, and then they win the whole thing. But if Liverpool wins and Man City loses, then Liverpool wins the whole thing. You with me so far? Title race.
Kind of.
You love it. Liverpool's up. They're going to win. They're up big. There's a 90 minutes in a soccer match. Man City is down to Aston Villa, your favorite team, if you ever join. Philippe Coutinho. I don't know if I said his name right. They're down 2-0. They're going to blow the whole thing. They're not going to win. It's hard to score in soccer. And then a five-minute period, they rattle off three goals. At the exact same time, Jesse Marsh, an American manager who's way too much like Ted Lasso and not in a good way, is trying to secure Premier League next year, not to get relegated for Leeds United, while another team, who I always forget their name, I think it's Burnley, could be Brentley, don't know, still learning, is trying to score a goal so they don't go down. People are crying, people are screaming, Kylian Mbappe is screwing over Real Madrid, which is magical and beautiful. There was a lot going. Tottenham was able to score 5-0 to secure Champions League football. So now Conte, who I guess is some angry Italian guy, may not leave. Dude, I didn't describe it well, but it's magic, and you would love it if you could get into it. Are you sold? You sound sold.
I mean, there's certainly a lot going on, a lot to process with the different divisions, different leagues. Who's getting relegated to lower levels? But it sounds like there's a lot of excitement.
Saka, Mallorca. Didn't even watch any of this because I was too busy. Mallorca, island of Spain. Steve Nash apparently owns part of the team. My neighbor, Go Steve. That's a busy guy. They scored a goal or something. Didn't get relegated. Cadiz didn't get relegated. Granada, beautiful city apparently in southern Spain. Never been there. Did get relegated, and then they start crying. It's pretty emotional, man.
I mean, I like the relegated rule. I mean, we proposed that rule for college football.
We did different divisions, and you go up and down.
Right. It's a lot. That's a lot to handle year in. Is it year by year? Can you jump?
Every year, and what I'm learning is that there's a lot of money tied to being in these various big leagues, and you lose it, so then you have to sell a bunch of your players because you can't afford to pay them, or they have. It would be as if, let's say Matt Stafford never left the Lions, right? And he gets relegated. They get relegated in this scenario. In his contract, it might say, hey, man, if you guys go down to the next level down, you have to get rid of me. So they have to get rid of him, and he goes and he's a cowboy. So once you go down, you're in big trouble. It's like getting married. You think it's going to be okay, and it turns out to be even better than that. Now, you know what? My wife's listening. I just realized she's in the car. Marriage, sucker! I feel like I did not sell you properly.
It's not you, though. It's not you. There's a lot to process when it comes to soccer. You try to simplify it for me. You tell me, pick a team, and you'll be hooked. It's so much more than that. It's so much more than that.
Where are your people from? Are you? Let me guess. Hold on. Let me look at you. English, German.
A lot of Italian as well.
Italian?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have. DeCelestino.
Yeah.
DeCel.
Yeah.
So you pick an Italian team, or if you want to watch Premier League soccer, you pick an English league team with an Italian guy. Conte, Tottenham, be a Tottenham fan. It would fit you. They're always disappointing people. Everyone's negative about their team, even when they do well. There's a lot of, like, humdrum Eeyore-ism as part of the fan base. They're very angry, apparently.
I mean, that fits me. But I feel like we have a better dynamic. You and Bogus know a ton about soccer. I know absolutely nothing, and you guys make fun of me for it.
I just want you to take in the joy. That's all. It was one of the most riveting 3 hours of sports I can remember in my life. It was pretty amazing. It really was pretty incredible. It's a lot of fun. It's a little different than watching the Warriors blow. And I like that. But, you know, there was a sense of inevitability with Golden State. The Warriors look so good. They're so good. Again.
The two conference finals series feel like they're going in opposite directions.
Yeah, I think Celtics Heat's going to be a barn burner. And I said this every single game I have bet. The whoever has lost, I have bet on them the next game. I'm going to bet Celtics in the next. We'll see what the number is. But I don't think it's a surprise that Boston in game two was able to turn that into a dominating win. And I don't think it's a surprise that the Heat, I mean, of course they were. I bet on Miami. Because Eric Spoelstra was going to be so far up their frustration levels, Tom, their competitive vibrancy, Tom, that you knew they were going to come out and play incredible basketball. Now, the Jimmy Butler injury is disconcerting. He's going to play. The question is, was it preliminary because they were up so big, or is it actually problematic, which we'll get into later in the show. If there was relegation, in let's say the NFL, we would have the Washington football team would be playing against Loras College of Dubuque, Iowa at this point. That's how bad they've been. That's how poorly run they've been. And I think it's fair. Is it fair, Tom, to say Dan Snyder is 98% of the reason? Is that a fair percentage?
Well, it seems to be that way, yeah.
I can tell you with my expert reporting that four of my friends were Washington Commanders fans. Am I saying that right? Commanders? I always pause. Believe Dan Snyder's to blame. Interestingly, and it's a report from our friend Jarrett Bell, NFL owners may now agree. There is a possibility, quote, the votes are being counted, end quote, that Dan Snyder could be booted from the National Football League. Why that would be a great thing for the NFL and for Commanders fans, we'll get into that here on Rider Than You after we get a CBS Sports Radio update from Chris LaPresti.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the Rider Than You podcast.
All right, welcome back into the show. Bill Rider with you. D-Snell, I got to ask you a question. I need you to be honest with me.
I'm always honest with you, Bill.
Are you one of those guys who, when your buddies say, hey, do you like my girlfriend? Do you like my wife? Am I making a mistake 10 minutes before I get married? Is my wife spending all my money? Or worse, are you honest or not honest?
I am not honest in those situations. Okay. I always stay positive. She's great. Yeah, you should marry her. She's the best. You'll be so happy. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. You're not the right person for this conversation then. I need Bogish, but Bogish is taking a lot of the week off, either to work or because he needs, look at my text message, an emotional break from Tom's meanness, end quote. One of the two. I don't know who Tom is. Could be anybody. Then it says D-cell after that. All right, so I need you to just try to bring the candor. You ready? All right. Lori just sent me a note, little screen grab of a text that she just got from a number I don't recognize. And she wrote, wrong number fun! As if she was sent a wrong text message. Now, either that's true or she's a master criminal, and I need to sort of... Here's what the text says just now. We will be filing theft charges against both of you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m.
That escalated quickly. Wow.
Yeah. Now, there's a brand new BMW it looks a little used in the garage.
Oh, no.
Lori said she found it.
Okay.
Found it.
Interesting. The plot thickens a little bit.
If your kid ever comes back, and this hasn't happened to me yet, but certainly happened to my parents several times at my hands or my brother's hands, and says, well, I found this $20 bill. Check your purse. Check your purse, T-Cell. Or you don't have a purse. Check your wallet.
Got it.
All right. Do you have a man purse? Have your wife tried to get you the man purse yet?
Nope. I still go old school wallet. She tried to actually get me to change to a money clip, but I couldn't do it. Not comfortable with the money clip.
I can't go money clip. It doesn't work for me. I have a wallet. But I can't go the Costanza wallet. I got a buddy whose wallet was the size of a suitcase. Like, he would not be able to check on or carry on his wallet.
Does he? How do you do that? I've always looked at people like that. Like, how do you even get that in your pocket? How do you carry it around all the time?
He puts it in his back. I'm a back pocket wallet guy. Unless I'm in a pickpocketing city. If I'm in New York City or a European city, I'll put it in, you know, front right, front left, right? But I'm very, I can't put my phone on one side. Like, my phone has to go on my left side. My keys have to go on my right side. I'm very weird like that. I don't know how he sits down. He's short, though, so maybe it's a doubles as a booster seat.
that escalated kind of quickly, too. That was a little mean.
Here's the, by me?
Yeah, a wallet as a booster seat, a little mean.
I didn't say who he was, and I think it might be. I didn't say his name was Dave and he lives in Texas. All right, now I did. Haven't talked to that guy in a little bit. Wonder why. Real quick, before we get to this NFL news, little update on the we will be filing theft charges against both of you tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Lori won't write back. You have to write back, right? You have to write the person and say, hey, just so you know, you have the wrong phone number.
No. You do not have to write back here. I would not. I'm Team Lori here. I would not write back. This kind of sounds like it's some sort of scam to me. No, I don't think this is a real situation here.
Do you want me to, apparently, because my wife apparently shares nothing with me, would you like me to read you apparently the text that she got on May 10th?
Oh, okay. Then I definitely think this is a scam now.
Okay. Dawn. Should I change the names? All right, that one's too late. Devin. I'm not sure what is going on. I'm getting calls from a California jail from Adam. And you have stopped responding. He said you stole his stuff, but it's not his. Neither of you own it. I need it back or we can switch to his name, but I have to have it resolved tomorrow at the latest. Thursday, it going to my legal department.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this one. Don't respond.
Is this a scam? Or is there a jail, Devin, Adam, theft? This person has a legal department?
I'm going scam. It doesn't. I don't know how they want to get your money, but I think this is a scam.
You don't think you owe a response back? Like, hi,
no,
have the wrong phone number. I'm now blocking you.
No. Not at all. No way. Don't get involved with this.
Here's the other thing that doesn't make sense. Like a lot of us, like I have a Miami phone number still because of my time covering the Heat, even though I live in LA. Every time I give my Miami phone number to someone, they look at me the way they do when I beat them in tennis, which is say, you're not cool enough to have a 305. What? I don't understand what's currently what. Lori has a number from a different state, but we obviously live in California. This stranger's number is coming from the same state that Lori's number is from, but they're referencing California where we live?
No way. Too many question marks here. Stay away from this.
All right. It would be amazing if instead of it saying Devin and Adam, it said, like, Snyder. You know, it's like, Dan Snyder, I'm not going, you know, if that was, right? So, we've been pretty open. I'm not, from a distance, reading the coverage, believing the coverage, not having any reporting insight whatsoever personally, knowing people who work for the Washington Post, who have covered the Washington Commanders football team, whatever the hell they've been over the years, I would not describe myself as a believer in the sustainability of that organization with Dan Snyder at the helm or having any sense that they can be successful long term. I think one of the really stark ironies and facts of sports, Tom, is that the most important? What is the most passionate? What team is most emotionally connected to you?
The Miami Hurricanes, college football.
All right, for me, it's Barcelona Football Club and the Chicago Cubs, probably in that order, frankly, which is interesting. Like, what do they say about people in religion? That it's people who convert that are the most passionately enthusiastic? True in sports, too, maybe. All right. As it relates to all of this, and not Miami as much, it doesn't work, but the most important, impactful decision that will ever happen to a fan base, ever, is a decision that, A, that the organization has no control of, and B, happens largely from the competitors of your team or someone who's so uninterested they're selling the team. Because who owns a professional sports team is the most important, second most important, third most important thing for your team's success. And who owns a team has to do with the other owners of that league, the NFL, baseball, NBA, whatever it is, agreeing, they have to sign off, and then a former owner or a soon-to-be former owner not wanting to own the team and selling. Dan Snyder, given control, having been approved many years ago to be in charge of the Washington football team, is the worst thing that ever happened to that organization. Ever. Best thing that ever happened to the Warriors is Lacoube and his associates taking over. I mean, you just go down the list. Because once someone gets in, it's almost like a racket. It's a Supreme Court nomination, almost. It's almost a dictatorship. It's almost forever. It is so hard to extract a team from an owner once they've taken possession. Hard to buy a team. Hard to get through the vetting process. I mean, do you think the NBA would have hired, would allow, not hire, Mark Cuban to take over that team if they had it to do over again? Hell no. Every other day, they fine them for celebrating on the bench. That's the best thing that ever happened to the Mavs, though, because he loves that team. Well, there's a glimmer of hope. There's a slight glimmer of hope for those Commanders fans who hope that their NFL team will someday be owned by someone who won't be what many who cover the team would call privately a raging dumpster fire. In fact, I don't use this often. It would actually be dumpster fires plural, Tom. You get a bunch of, all the dumpsters are on fire. Because Jarrett Bell is reporting that in lieu of all of the issues and problems that have happened over the years for Daniel Snyder, and you call this, Deason, I'll give you credit, that the accusations of allegedly basically fudging the books to withhold money from other NFL owners, there's some sharing agreements to take place, those allegations, which have been raised by various government agencies that want to look into it, might be the final straw. Remember, toxic culture, fined $10 million by the NFL, not allowed to take part in day-to-day operations of the organization for Dan Snyder, which feels like sort of a fake punishment because he'll come back. But accusations of sexism and misogyny and other things, awful videos allegedly made of cheerleaders, so on and so forth, the withholding of the money, obviously the name of the team, which became its own controversy, and really, I think as much as anything, the utter futility of how the team has been run. He has gotten to a point where Jarrett Bell reports this from a source. Quote, there's growing frustration about the Washington situation and not over one issue, but over how much smoke there is, an anonymous team owner told Jarrett Bell at USA Today. I think everybody's getting tired of it. And then here's a second owner with the money quote. D-Cell, you ready? Glimmer of hope for the Washington Commanders fan base. If the financial improprieties happened, I think that's the nail in the coffin. We are counting votes. Forget the GM. Forget the head coach. Forget the quarterback. Forget the draft. Forget any of that. Dan Snyder is the owner of your football team. You're going to have limited, if no, success. If Dan Snyder is found to have done the things he's alleged to have done, and let's be honest, the one thing, if he withheld money from fellow owners, because greed is what makes the world go round. Maybe the NFL Good Old Boys Club is a racket. Maybe they don't care about the other fan base. Maybe they enjoy the Washington football team, now Commanders, being a disaster. Maybe they couldn't care less, Commanders fans, if you have gone through two decades of misery. But if, as is alleged, Dan Snyder or his associates withheld even a little bit of the money that those billionaires are entitled to, it is over. And this is what you should be rooting for. Forget who you draft. Forget who you hire. Forget your GM. The Super Bowl for the Washington Commanders. The most important, the ping pong balls that came up for LeBron in Cleveland, that equivalent. The suck for Peyton Manning, which could suck for luck, it doesn't rhyme, Peyton Manning, back in the day for the Colts. The Angels, we'll see if this actually comes to bear, winning the Shohei Ohtani sweepstakes by luring him. That hasn't happened yet. The biggest moment for the Washington Commanders in their sporting history in the last 20 in this century is the outcome of whether or not this investigation gives the owners enough votes to oust Dan Snyder. And detail credit to you. You said when this happened, you thought it might be the final straw, and I scoffed at it because I'm very, very pessimistic about people being held accountable in those positions of power.
I read this story over the weekend, and I sent it to you immediately. And my first, I had two thoughts. I see this through two prisms, one positive, one negative. Whatever gets Dan Snyder out of the NFL, sign me up. I feel bad for Washington and its fan base. But on the negative side, it's just another reminder the NFL is only about the money. We could have had a laundry list of 9-10 other reasons why Dan Snyder should not be the owner of the Washington Commanders. Let's be honest. These owners are upset because they withheld, they lost out on money. It's the only reason. It's the only reason that they're taking a vote.
Does that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, but it disappoints me. It does. Every time we get slapped in the face with money is the only thing that matters to the NFL, it doesn't stop me from watching. And maybe that's, you know, I'm a walking contradiction, but it disappoints me.
It's not just the NFL, though. Almost every corporation in America will pay lip service to whatever values they think their consumers care about, but those values only matter if they are violated in such a severe way that that it affects their bottom line. I mean, the NFL is a money-making machine. What percentage of owners do you think actually love football more than they love their finances? I would say I think Jerry Jones would be on the list. I'm speaking relative to the money they make versus from their NFL team and the value versus the football success. Jerry's on that list.
Yeah.
Maybe 3% of the guys?
I was going to say 5 at the highest.
Now, the process that is required, I believe, is that 3/4 of the owners have to vote you out. I mean, you have to get 24 votes. And most ownership groups have different, there are alliances within these things. It's like watching Survivor. Is that show still in the air?
I think so, yeah.
I've never seen a season of Survivor.
There's something we agree on. I haven't.
You've never seen it?
I've never seen a single episode.
I wonder who would get kicked off the island first, you or me. Correct answer, me. There's zero doubt about that. 100%. Howard Beck covers the NBA for Sports Illustrated. He's going to walk us through some finals insights and conference finals insights next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.